This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The brand new big challenge for Ryan Day and his 2025 Buckeyes.
And I've got a hot take on who should show up at Saturday Night Live's 50th anniversary showing.
It's the Emerging Podcast Scene, presented by Extend Technologies on 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app. Welcome into the podcast. It's brought to you by Extend Technologies, XTENDAV.com. Tone, take it away.
I'm sitting here begging for merchandise from college coaches, which I shouldn't feel bad about. If these college programs are going to be infused with this much cash,
yeah,
and you want to advertise these programs and you want free marketing, that's where you're going to pay for it. So this is how it's going to work. You see the stuff we wear every day.
Oh my gosh, we should do what they did in sitcoms back in the day. Like Tim Allen, colleges would send him shirts.
Yes.
And he would wear it. And then I remember there was an actor who was on like an NBC show and he was from Canton. And he would wear like a North Canton Hoover shirt, t-shirt.
Who
on NBC. I don't remember the guy's name. I forget what it was. But they were like, hey, this episode, because I remember he used to go to Haggie's all the time. My mom worked at Haggie's. And they were like, this episode, he's going to wear the Hoover shirt. And because sitcom TV was the biggest thing ever in those days, like, it was appointment viewing tonight, 8:30. About you or whatever it was. It was a big deal.
So the reason I say this is I've been texting
George,
with...
George, mad about you.
I have been texting somebody who is best friends with a college coach right now. And I said, hey, you see what we wear on the cameras all the time. What do we wear, Kenny? I don't know if you want to divulge.
A lot of Iowa State stuff.
We wear a lot of Iowa State stuff. Well, you know what we can do? We can start wearing a lot of, say, Utah State stuff. It can happen.
Or Akron.
Or Akron.
Or Kent State.
So I will tell you this. I do throughout
or Jordache.
Throughout the college, United Colors of Benetton. So back in the I'm not going to, this will give it away. I have done college football games with analysts who played football and look cool in merchandise. Much cooler than I think we would.
Mm.
And I realized the grift that one of these individuals was running, where at the end of these conference calls with coaches, they'd be buddy-buddy with them, and you know they played the sport. I didn't play the sport, so I'm not as cool, right?
Yeah.
They'd be at the end of their calls like, hey, can I get some info or get your chief of staff or somebody? I'd like to get some workout gear. Workout gear was not really workout gear. Workout gear was like, get me your cool hoodies. Get me your cool quarter zips.
Yeah.
Do you have shoes? You've got a Nike contract.
No, and they were getting shoes.
He would get everything. And I'm like, should I be asking for this stuff? And then he told me, because I kind of called him out on it. And then he told me, dude, these play-by-play guys get all this stuff too.
Wow.
You're missing out. And I'm like, well, I feel bad asking.
Wow.
But you know, should I feel bad? They've got the merchandise. It's just laying
just
around.
Just ask.
This stuff costs like $100. I don't want to pay for it. Give
just
me some
ask.
Free stuff. Let's go.
Just ask. Just ask.
There's some perks to every gig in America. Let's go.
Just ask. All you have to do is ask.
So, I mean, you'll wear, listen.
I'll wear whatever.
I will not wear Michigan stuff. Now, if you know who got the job at Michigan,
Would you wear Michigan stuff?
I can't.
I was about to say I can, but you can't.
Now, what if Kirk Herbstreit sends me stuff from his kid?
Now, what if it was 1994? Would you wear Michigan stuff?
Yeah, would you?
Probably. Yeah.
Okay, there you go. I know who he is. I know this man.
You know my story.
So what do you want to talk about?
Ohio State did make a hire yesterday that was not universally panned, but boy, did even some of the Ohio State blogger world, the biggest homers in the business, they know where their bread is buttered, Kenny.
Yeah.
Even some of them were like, why? Why are we doing this? We can have anybody. Why are we getting Matt Patricia? Now, you are more objective than I am mm-hmm. on this stuff.
I was a little surprised.
You followed the career of Matt Patricia.
Well, because he went from, he got the job with Detroit. I actually wanted him to be the head coach of the Browns at one point. I'll admit it.
Wait, when was this?
One of their jobs was open. I remember texting a bunch of guys from Boston. What? You're giving me the stare.
I wanted Josh McDaniels. What does it matter?
We all miss, and I'm willing to admit I missed on Matt Patricia. He became the head coach of Detroit. He spent 3 years there. It was an ugly 3 years. I think what happens, I think we see this in a lot of walks. When you coach under a legend, it's almost as if you do it too long, you don't have your own personality. And I think that that's what happens. If Matt Patricia was at New England for 16 years, you become addicted.
Yeah.
To that because you don't know anything else. It's the stability. See, what gives Kevin a little bit of difference, like, I'm not trying to compare him to Belichick or anything, but he was at Minnesota for 14 years. There were different coaches. So he got to see the way different guys operated in Minnesota because they had different guys in charge. They had Zimmer and a couple other guys, obviously. So you have this scenario where, I hate to say it, McDaniels, he always goes back to the same guy. Patricia always goes back to the same guy. If you're there for too long, you really only know one way. And I think that that's what maybe helped Vrabel. Vrabel got away. Now, we'll see what he does over New England now, because he's back in New England, but he's the head coach. We'll see what he does now. But you got to get away from that. You have to see other ways, because if you're always going back to Bill, you're not Bill. You know, you're not so-and-so. So you have to see some other ways before you become a head coach. I mean, Bill Belichick was, where he started out with the Colts, the Baltimore Colts, as a like low-level copy boy assistant, went to Detroit to coach tight ends. Denver, he was in Denver after that to coach defense, and then he ended up with the Giants as an assistant with Bill Parcells, and the rest is history. Mm-hmm. And his dad was a football player and coach, so he got to see a whole bunch of different things. So if the guy himself is seeing a whole bunch of different things, why are you just staying with one group? I think that's what hurt Patricia. You can stay there for too long.
Boy, that is a really good breakdown.
Thank you.
Because, you know, I always assume when we rip these coaches, and some of it is based on a couple of moments that we remember, or a dreadful season, and then we color that coach for the rest of eternity.
Yeah.
This happens all the time. You know, Hugh Jackson, certainly. Hugh Jackson earned a lot, you know, all the criticism.
But I will still say I was fair. I didn't know why they fired him at Grambling when they got better. Remember, he went to Grambling for 2 years. He got fired. Sorry. Just need to make sure I'm on the record with that.
You know what? You have been fair. With Matt Patricia, people were floating out just what happened in Detroit. And that's fair. It's part of your resume.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, we act like these guys either become pumpkins or become stupid when they're just not in the limelight, or maybe their agency isn't pushing for them anymore. We just assume they're nobody anymore. And there are hot names, and it rises and falls. And then sometimes names become hot again. Cliff Kingsbury is going to be a head coach again.
Yes.
It might be in college or it might be the NFL, but is he not going to be a head coach again?
Oh, wasn't he a finalist for somebody and pulled his name? Was it the Saints?
It had to be the Saints because they were the last one going, right?
Yeah, they wanted to talk to him or something.
I mean, that does not surprise me.
And he pulled his name from it.
And so you can be by the way, Brandon Staley. Brandon Staley's defensive coordinator. If he does a good job, I have no idea if he will. I know nothing about the Saints. He's with the Saints, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea if they have a good, do they even
he's
have
got to get the stink off for a while. I mean, Shermer got the stink off for a while.
Yeah.
You got to get, you got to put your nose down. You got to get the work done.
Now, I was wrong on Jim Schwartz. I thought he would get interviews for head coaching jobs after his 1 year back in Cleveland, but he needed 2 years. You know what I mean? That's all it was. And they didn't have a great year last year, so it's probably not going to happen.
No.
But you can always get that favorite. Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn, I thought, oh my God, this is a retread hire. Nope, boom. He coaches, he's in the NFC Championship game the next year.
See, I did not think it was a it's technically it is a retread because the guy was a coach before, but I said that's one I did get right.
You liked it. I was like, really?
That's exactly what that organization needed. This is a professional guy who could get people's attention. I know they went from Ron Rivera and people thought it was more of the same, but I said he's a new voice, he'll get people's attention. He's got guys to play for him in the past. He'll do well there, at least at the beginning. I didn't know they'd get to the NFC Championship game this year. That I didn't see, but I thought that they would be better. But, you know, when you go back to like a guy like Matt Patricia, the same reasons I said, I'm glad he decided to get away from it. Because like Lombardi, what I'm critical of Lombardi of, you went from Al Davis, and then you go to Belichick. And there's not a whole lot of anything else there. So you kind of know only two guys that are scions of what they've done. And I still think it's that lack of different experiences. Now, I don't want a guy just to leave. I wouldn't want to do that. But I think you still need to do that and have some experience with different ways of how it works, how it doesn't work. That tough year we had and so-and-so that I had to leave Denver or I had to leave so-where. Like, that's kind of the way it is. Because you learn things. Like, people don't realize how much you learn in losing. And you got to learn from that. And I want to give Patricia a fair chance. I know that things did not go well in Detroit. I know that he was accused. There was some uncovering of some things he was accused of in college of some sort. I'm still not totally clear on those details, so I don't want to speak any further on it. It might have been a controversial. It might be a controversial hire to some. But if you're talking about DJ Durkin for crying out loud, yeah, I mean that's a pretty controversial hire. So I think that this is definitely a little bit more outside the box because he took last year off. Do I think that that makes him not know any defense? No. I think that he's been a good assistant coach. He's definitely, I don't know if, I think he's changed his lifestyle habits. He's dropped a ton of weight. I know that the way he used to do things before was, I remember they showed a highlight of him. It was like 3 hours of sleep, energy drinks, just out the ass. And I think that can cause you to be short with people. Over that time, and I think that as a head coach, he was probably uneven as a head coach living that way. So if he's refreshed, rejuvenated, you're around younger people, they tend to keep you bouncier. That's why, you know, some of the older guys, they do work in college football because the younger people keep them young. And then, I mean, then you got guys, like Bobby Petrino, where they forgot how young old they actually are. Anyway, I think it could help. I think that he could work out, and you know, you're working with, and they lose some, but you're working with the best. I mean, this is a program that just reloads, so he should be okay. But tell you what, is Penn State on the schedule this year? Or no,
aren't they every year?
No,
Penn State
isn't. Not with the new scheduling. Not anymore. That was one of the things.
For some reason, I thought
you don't just live in your home; you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast.
With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
They were protecting certain games, certain rivalries, but why do you ask about Penn State?
Well, because I'm thinking like a team like Penn State's, I think Penn State's going to have a look at it in 25.
Penn State's trying to win the national championship next year, like legitimately trying to win.
I think they have a legitimate look at it.
They've got NIL money.
Yes.
They've got a loaded roster. They've got the quarterback coming back.
And the only thing I was going to say.
And they made the playoffs last year.
Is if they are on the schedule.
November 1st, it's at home.
Oh, I might have misspoken. I remember I wanted it around Halloween every year. So they might be on the schedule, but they might have had to push it back.
Okay.
Every year. Okay, don't quote me on that.
November 1st is around Halloween.
It's after Halloween. I want it before Halloween. Because that's when I carve my pumpkins. It was tradition in the Carmen household for me to go to a local grocery store that I can't mention because I do ads with something else. And I would get the pumpkins and I would get my whiskey in Aurora. And then I would go home and we would carve pumpkins during the Ohio State-Penn State game. Some traditions are sillier than others. I understand that's a silly tradition, but there you go. Think about that. And it's not just us. I would have to carve the pumpkins for the kids. I didn't even get a chance to carve pumpkins this last year. I was so busy.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if they lose to Penn State, this is the point I was trying to get to. If they lose to Penn State, he'd be blamed for it. He'd be blamed for it.
That's
right.
Because they
will blame Brian Hartline. No, sorry.
I am a little not. Concern's not the word. I want the record to show that Ryan Day earned some love from everybody, including me. You win a national championship. I don't care.
It's amazing the about face you Buckeye fans have done. It's a total 180. Well, I love it.
I haven't done a 180 on him.
I mean, 98% Buckeye fans have done a 180.
I think Ryan Day has proven that if you have the best roster in college football, one of the most expensive, and you have the best offensive coordinator in football, and you don't call the plays, and you don't do anything with the defense, you've proven you can win the national championship. So can he win it back-to-back? Can he do so without some of that? Because now he loses Chip Kelly. He loses Jim Knowles. He is going to be, you know, he gave the job to Hartline. He's never done this. He's going to be inexperienced.
It's going to be a challenge.
It is absolutely going to be a challenge. And obviously the turnover on the roster. Now, they still have two of the best players in college football.
So who's going to be their QB? Is it going to be Julian Sand?
Yeah.
Or okay.
I think so, yeah.
So you can always say if you're Brian Hartline.
He was a big-time recruit for Alabama.
And you'll have other guys coming in. I understand this. But when in doubt, throw to Jeremiah Smith. Throw one up for Jeremiah Smith. When in doubt. Now, what's their running back situation? Because I think that's what won them the national championship. It wasn't just being able to move the ball through the air with those guys. I mean, they've been wide receiver you for a long time. I think that they were able to keep both of those running backs relatively fresh and not run one of them into the ground. I think that that's what won it. I mean, both of those guys were fantastic. Trevion Henderson, he was stronger as the year went on. Quinshon Judkins was great for them. You have Caleb Downs back as well defensively, but on that offense. I love their running game. I love their running game. And by the way, those running backs were able to show what they could do, and this is for their future, because you had changes on that offensive line. So you can't just be like, well, you had a great offensive line. No, you had to make changes because of those injuries there. And some of those guys had to play in some spots that they weren't necessarily comfortable with because of those changes. So I came away impressed.
Yeah, they have the West Virginia transfer, C.J. Donaldson, who's back right now. He's listed as number one on the depth chart.
Quarterback?
No, running back. I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
They have James Peoples behind him. He was from Texas. He was a sophomore. So
from UT from the state?
From the state of Texas. Oh, okay. So, you know, they had, I mean, that's how loaded they were last year to have those running backs, in your backfield at the same time. And obviously, they're both gone now. So this could be a big test for Ryan Day, but You know, I don't think he needs to win the national championship next year to forever get, but he definitely, they can't just flop this year.
No.
You're not allowed to flop at Ohio State.
No.
Under any circumstance. No. Because if you think about those championships, who are those coaches who are one and done, you know, who was the Auburn coach? I always get two of their ex-coaches
mixed up. I get Gene Chizik and the Gus Bus.
Yeah. Gene Chizik won a national championship.
Gus Bus on.
Ed, you do a great Ed impression for LSU.
Go Tigers.
Les Miles was a one and done champion, right? So is Ryan Day going to be one and done? It feels like at his age, with his resources, there's no way this should only be his only national championship.
It shouldn't be, and this is his chance now to really cement legacy here and stick it to the haters and the losers, because I think he's having a blast this offseason, but I think they're getting ready. By the way, are they not having a spring game either?
What?
Ohio Somebody State? Said they canceled their spring game. I'm not going to tell you who. Somebody
we
told me
Nebraska.
Yesterday. I know Nebraska did. Because
yeah.
I mentioned that. And I go, they're canceling their spring game? Nebraska did. He goes, yeah. I did not hear anything about
but
that.
But you're saying you've heard through the grapevine that might have happened to Ohio State.
That it's going to happen to Ohio
Whoa.
State.
Whoa. I mean, that'd be a bombshell.
That's why I'm like, I would have seen that if that was already out there.
It's definitely not out there. But listen.
Urban Warrior says April 12th. Spring game.
Yeah.
3 days ago.
I did not believe the person who told me this.
And
the
person
who told me
it hadn't been announced because it's just got announced.
All right, because the person
Connor
who told
Stallions,
me this is a media person
would
here.
Connor Stallions, would he illegally, in the most nefarious way, scout spring games to
yes,
help program?
100%. I don't think it needs to be Connor Stallions. I think anybody
no,
would.
No, I know.
Well, the reason Rule did it was just so people aren't window shopping for his players.
It's just hilarious. Well, you got to pay him.
You got to pay him,
Matt.
You got to pay him.
The guy has a good spring game.
All right.
All of a sudden, can you go back to the boosters and go, we need him?
Well, that's but that's I
even though it's a practice.
What you got?
It's not a spring game.
It's a practice.
It's a spring showcase.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
it
hasn't been a game for many years. They haven't treated it like a real game.
You know,
Tressel, I think, was the last one to
gotta root for Teddy Cruz and the NCAA. Then,
boom,
you got to get rid of that spring portal. You got to get rid of that.
It's
spring
insane.
Portal.
But I don't know how
You make your choice.
I'm glad we're getting ready to chant Ted Cruz together.
Well, I don't,
finally,
hey, listen,
finally,
man,
this show is some common sense.
I don't mean to get political here, and I don't mean to turn and be pro NCAA, but I think a lot of general fans can agree. It's like, okay, guys, enough's enough. The early signing period, then the late signing period. The early signing period screws you.
Yeah, let me tell you
something. The late transfer portal stuff, the spring transfer portal, that screws you. I think it screws with other positions and other players. I hate it. I hate the spring portal.
If Ted Cruz is involved, we're going to be talking about death penalty coming back for college football in a much different way.
Well,
Kenny, I haven't tweeted it out yet.
It's not setting the tone yet.
I have a hot take.
Good God.
I have a hot take for Sunday night. Does anybody know what Sunday night is? Got no football
this week.
Been
waiting all day for it.
We've got Saturday Night Live on Sunday night, 3-hour primetime extravaganza, their 50th anniversary. So if anybody remembers their 40th anniversary, they brought...
Eddie Murphy came back.
They brought
that was a big one.
All the top names in music and comedy. I mean, even like Jerry Seinfeld was there. Like, they brought people that weren't affiliated with SNL that have been a part of the show. Anybody who's ever been a part of the show. And back then, everybody was given a guest. It was like a plus one. Now, it's the 50th anniversary. And anybody that watched the 40th, it was kind of a cluster because everybody wants to be on TV. Everybody who's ever been on SNL wants to perform or wants to be a part of the 50th anniversary, including musicians. So it's the toughest job of all time to think about who is going to be a part of the 50th, who's going to be invited, who's not going to be invited. I have a hot take for you on who absolutely needs to be a part of the 50th
anniversary.
Are you
going to do that tomorrow or
no,
now?
I'll tell you right now.
Yeah, tell me right now.
Donald Trump needs to be a part of the 50th anniversary. Here's why. He has had a relationship with the show since 1988. He was first played by Phil Hartman. I haven't seen this anywhere. So if anybody has seen this, I'm not ripping it off. This is an original take. So feel free to run with it, Mr. Barrett Sports Media. Donald Trump must be a part of this. It all started in 1988, the first time he was ever referenced on the show. It was Phil Hartman who played him. Since then, he has been played unofficially by 10 different characters, but he has been played officially, meaning reoccurring, by 7 different. Check this out. Phil Hartman played him from 1988 to 1990. Daryl Hammond, 99 to 2011. Then they repurposed it in 2015. Jason Sudeikis, one season, 2012. Taron Killam, 2015. Then we remember famously Alec Baldwin in 2016, which some have opined having celebrities play celebrities has really prevented other cast members from emerging.
Great point.
James Austin Johnson has done it since, although I feel like James Austin Johnson has done three different versions
I don't know who,
of Trump.
I'm sorry, I don't know who James Austin Johnson is.
He does it with a rundown in the corner. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Well, this season it's been different than the rundown one that he's been doing.
Yes, but they also had Shane Gillis has done it, and they've had various characters kind of do it here and there for one sketch. Either way, Donald Trump is as New York as it gets when certainly he lived in New York. He has trashed SNL over the years.
Yes, he has.
But he's also come on. He's hosted SNL, has he not? He's been a guest host.
Well, he's just always going to fight fire with fire. So if you talk trash to him, he's going to talk trash back.
But he's also famously played along. Now, obviously, I'm imagining he might have a rocky relationship, but if you notice what's happening with some of the big networks, you saw the unprecedented George Stephanopoulos settlement, and a lot of the opinion makers are like, oh, they're doing this to get on Trump's good side.
The CBS went out and visited him.
Yes, they went and visited him. What was their name? Mika and Joe.
Yeah.
And then... if you've noticed the story right now making waves that CNN, they edited that Kamala Harris interview, and there was Trump threatening a lawsuit. Well, there are some big time mergers that some companies want to go through, and they're like, well, we got to get on the good side of the administration. This could be a blockbuster moment in the history of TV if Trump were
to
come on.
How would the crowd
react? I think they'd be mixed, like our country, be mixed. He got cheered at the Super Bowl, right?
He'll get cheered
by
on Sunday.
There'd be some that would boo him. Oh, at NASCAR, yeah.
Wait, he can't show up live. He's going to the Daytona 500.
They could find a way. They could figure it out.
Yeah, it's the president.
Air Force One.
Cars drive?
Really fast.
Let him in one.
But they end up wrecking, and then it takes too long for the race.
I imagine Trump was just going to be there to start the race or to be at the beginning. So now would Doge...
Reagan showed up at the end in 84, but that was the Pepsi 400, the Firecracker 400.
When it was the Firecracker.
When Richard Petty won, and then he and Richard Petty had Kentucky Fried Chicken. That was a different America.
One that Ken wants to get back to.
I didn't... What's your problem?
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.